everyone who's out there, everyone who's in here. Welcome to a very special week, right before Yontif. And I just want to mention that tonight is the yahrzeit of the Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, Al Techanu Chanukah and Rav Chaim Dovid HaKohen, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. And so therefore, obviously, like to dedicate the learning of Mishnah Berurah, which was so important to him, and all of our tefillos and learning during this daily Ilui Nishmas So HaKadosh. Okay, so last time we were together, we were on page 87. Page 87, Siman Lamed Beis, Tes Vav. So what we were up to is we're really in the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Daled. Again, that's on page 87. And well, let's start from the top since Shabbos has intervened. It's been a little while. So we were talking about if there's a hole and it's in the middle of a letter, so what's the halacha? So the Chofetz Chaim says, Natim beis hakdomos, v'achach nivar be'ezras Hashem. That, as I mentioned last time, whenever the Chofetz Chaim says, let me give you a little words of introduction, that means, yeah. So we see it throughout Hilchos Shabbos, not everywhere, but, you know, in the big things, so like in Shehiyah and Borer and other things, you know, you see. So here the Chofetz Chaim says it in Lamed Beis, when we're talking about the halachas of writing tefillin. Now again, as I mentioned before, we're talking about writing tefillin, but a lot of these concepts are universal to anything we write. Tefillin, mezuzah, sefer Torah. So they're very important concepts and halachas to bear in mind. So the Chofetz Chaim says, Aleph, first of all, kol osarek she'eh alav tzuraso haro'i la'oso ha'os. The letter that you write, each and every single letter, we all know every single letter in the Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos. By the way, you probably know that we call that stam, right? You call it sofer stam, or stam, you see a lot of times sofer. Stam is the Rosh Hashanah Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos. So that's why we use that word. It's just saves time. Just say stam. So anyways, so every letter that is written in any of those has to be written surasa haroi la'osahos. Has to be the form that is proper, halakhically, for that letter. Now again, I think in these Mishnah Berurahs, yes, in these Mishnah Berurahs, I think I saw it a few seconds ago, It's not after Lamed Beis. It's right here. It's after Siman Lamed Vav. At Siman Lamed Vav, there is a thing that you could see, Mishnah Sofrim. And the Chofetz Chaim goes through each letter, how it's supposed to be properly formed. Now again, sometimes there is a lechachila and bidyeved in a form of a letter. But we'll get to that. Meretz Hashem. So that's number one. The imla puzzle. And if not, if it's not the proper writing, proper form, so it's no good. So let me give you an example. So like the way we write what we call script in Hebrew. So an aleph is like a half circle and a line. It's an aleph. According to the Vilna Gaon, it's a point and a line, whatever. So, but again, in the Sefer Torah, that won't work. Right? That's not the... Right? And that's why we have those writings, to differentiate between things that are Kodesh and things that are not. But that's a separate discussion. V'im la puzzle. Uvzeh en chiluk im lo nechtel keel chaso im lo akar kaknis kal kel. And as far as that's concerned, if the letter is not written properly, it doesn't make a difference when it was written or when it got messed up. It's no good. It's not the proper form. So it doesn't make a difference. That's number one. Base. Number two. Kol os she'en gvil mukaf lo me'arba ruchos ha'pasul. that, as we mentioned before, every letter has to be mukaf gavil, meaning that every letter has to be encircled with blank parchment, empty parchment. Huh? Yeah, space. So in other words, either A, two letters cannot be touching, because then we're at the point of contact, there the letter is not encircled with. Or again, the other possibility is it's too close to the margin, the end, let's say with fill-in, but even let's say with anything, it's too close to the margin, or too high up, or too low down, right? So let's say you write too high up and the lamed goes all the way to the very tippy top, or go on the bottom and you have an ending nun, long, right? So it goes all the way to the end of the parchment. So again, on that bottom or top, it's not, there's no empty parchment on the bottom. So it'd be a problem. Has to be, as you know, we've discussed this before, mukaf gvil.
Any space at all doesn't have to be a minimum.
It could be, right, it could be small. Right. Well, we didn't say yeshne pratim. But as far as this is concerned, there's two details. Echad, number one, davka im lo haya mukaf gvil kon ksiva. This, by mukaf gvil, there is a difference between if originally it was that way, there was a space. Aval, so then therefore be us, there'd be no good. Aval im la achar ksiva nasa nekev okra somech lo oso mi bachutz vayidezeh in mukaf gvil kosher. So let's say if the non mukaf gvil happened afterwards, you're going to ask, how did it happen? The lamed grew on its own? No, or the nun grew on its own? No. So the Chofetz Chaim explains, let's say there was a tear, right? Or something got torn or whatever. So then again, so we had a margin, top or bottom, whatever you want, and then there was a tear. And where does the tear go up to? Ah, right up to the letter right above. Maybe it was a thin letter, like a vav or a nun, ending nun or something like that. And now it's not encircled with gvil. So then kosher. So then it's okay, because originally it was okay. So now it remains okay. Kamoshi's bar besif tezayim b'shulchan aruch, as we'll see. Beis.
The letters were already formed, and they were mukaf gvil. Then there was a little drop of ink that fell that connected two letters.
Right, so we're going to get to that. That would be okay if we knew what happened afterwards.
Could that be removed?
Yeah. And we're going to talk about. I mean, we'll talk about all these. Right, this is just the introduction. Beis das rova poskim de ein tzarich liyos mukaf gvil rak mi bachutz leha osios velo besocham. So according to most poskim, when we say something has to be mukaf gvil, that means on the outside of the letter, not the inside. That's what we're talking about right now, if you recall. Right? We got a hey, we got a mem, and boom, right in the middle, there's a hole. Right? So now, so what's the problem? Problem is, it's not mukaf gvil. So now we are saying, the Chofetz Chaim is saying, according to most poskim, again, that's what we're going to get into. According to most poskim, when we talk about mukaf gvil, it has to be on the outside, not on the inside. Except for the Gemara Yerushalmi, which is going to be machmer, which we're going to see in the Mechaber. Mechaber is going to bring down, first opinion is the is most poskim, and the second opinion is the Yerushalmi, who says that that case would not be good. And now we can understand the Shulchan Aruch. Im la'achar shenichtav nikav. So the Mechaber said, if after the letter was written, there got a hole, and as we saw, it fills up the entire inside of the area. So let's say like a hey or a mem, like we saw in the Mechaber. Atam demifnim ein tzarich la'achar shenichtav. And the reason is, according to the first opinion, not according to Yerushalmi, that the reason why this would be okay is because of many poskim hold that the inside of a letter does not have to be mukaf gvil, right? Now you know what that means, right? It's like, you can walk around, it sounds cool, right? Ufizeh, afilu yimanekav kodem ksiva kosher. And according to this first opinion, even if the hole happened before. So again, like in the middle of the parchment, you have a hole. And it turns out that I'm writing a chaf around that. Oh, okay. Right? So according to this opinion, be okay. Even though it would happen, the hole was there before. The high, the nakat imla akash nikhtav nikav. The machaber doesn't say that. Machaber says if it got a hole afterwards, mishum dilachachila and lichtav afilu imnikev beemsa chalolo. Because lachachila, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't, you know, go around the hole and write and go around it. Even again, not have mukakvil inside. The ain. Right. Ve'afilu yimanekev be'emsa chalolo ve'ema mal kol tocho. And this lechakil would be even if the hole is in the middle and does not take up the entire airspace of the letter. The whole chaf, the whole mem, the whole whatever it is. Ava be'emesim avar v'kasav. But the truth is that if you went ahead and you wrote it with that type of parchment, afilu im haya nekev kom shnichtav, and even as we said before, the hole was there before and you went around it, literally, you went around it, kosher, it'd be okay. The ein sarak shom tikun, and it doesn't need any repair. You could just leave it like that. Okay, so let's go back to the machaber back upstairs. So the Machaber says, again, we started this on Thursday, but we'll go back on it. Im la'achar shenichtav, as we just saw, the Machaber says, if after something was written, a letter was written, nike besocha hay o hamem, they got a hole inside in the inside of the hay or mem, kosher, it's okay. So I think Mr. Friedman asked last time, hey, remember, other letters also could be in the middle. So again, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah Lamed Hey, B'socha Hey, V'adin Shara Osios, She'esh Lam Gimel Defanos. So the Taka L'Chovetz Chaim says that he's right, that Mr. Freeman's right, correct. That the same thing would apply to any letter that has three sides. So we have a Sama, right? It's four sides. But anything that even has three sides. So it would be v'yesh kalo b'socho, and there's a hole in the middle. Kigon chav peshuta, v'koshken vav chedome, lav tok mikre. But again, aval chav peshuta, v'koshken vav chedome, lav tok mikre. But again, those type of letters like a vav, right? So we know there's a little like head on the vav, and it goes straight down. So like if you got a hole on the left side, so that would not be considered inside. There's no inside there.
On the right.
Side. Or not a regular chaf, but a ending chaf.
Or a dalad.
So it only has two sides.
So there's no inside.
So there's no inside there. There's no inside. That's not considered an inside. It has to have three sides.
A would be a three-sided.
Right. Samach, for sure. So you're going to ask, why didn't you use Samach? I don't know. So again, so in any of these letters, if there's a hole inside, so it's still okay. And again, as we saw before in the Mishnah Berurah, it says after it was written. So again, lechachilo, you shouldn't write it if there's a hole and go around it. You shouldn't do that. But again, if you did it, it'd be okay.
So it's okay to write a dalet next to a hole. There's no restriction at all.
Right.
There's no inside.
Right. There's no inside. Vav.
How do they repair the holes? Do they tape part?
They have a kosher glue, I think, and they stick a piece of parchment. We had that.
Yeah, on the Sefer Torah, I think.
On the old Sefer Torah, on the 200-year-old Sefer Torah. Yeah. Something like that.
So it's like a round piece of parchment and stuff
on it. Yeah.
You saw it. Tefillin, right?
Tefillin, you have another problem, and that is Kesidron. You have to write them in order. Sefer Torah doesn't have to be written in order, thank goodness, right? Because the Sefer Torah gets a mistake. That's why a lot of times, if tefillin decayed or whatever word I'm looking for, and a letter's not good or something like that, it's sometimes usually you can't fix it and you have to replace it. Mezuzah is also the same thing. Mezuzah is also the same thing. So, Sefer Torah, Baruch Hashem, we could fix, you know, like, you know.
If it's Hashem's name, you have to cut the whole name out.
Then you have a big problem. Then you have a big problem. Because we saw that before. We saw that before when these people, I don't know if anybody did this, but, you know, you write a letter, you write the name of Hashem, for example, and you put silver filings over it. So remember the halacha was you have to scrape off the filings. But you can't do that with Hashem's name. Even if the Hashem's name will still be there because you're sort of like erasing Hashem's name. Yeah, it's but again, with tefillin and mezuzahs, you can't do that. With tefillin and mezuzahs, you can't do that. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. Again, it should be a schos for Rav Anton Chanuch and Rav Chaim David. It should be a schos for his neshama.